In this bulletin, the government rolls out coronavirus vaccine ad campaign, a Holocaust memorial to be built in Australia's capital, and the Victorian government confident of COVID-safe crowd arrangements for the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government says it's confident a new $24 million advertising campaign will help to ensure large numbers of people do choose to get the coronavirus vaccine. Approval for the Pfizer vaccine for use in Australia on Monday means the program can proceed in late February once supplies of the vaccine become available. Authorities are aiming to initially vaccinate 80,000 Australians each week, with a goal to complete the program by October. National Senator Matt Canavan told Channel 9 he believes those targets can be achieved.
I think we'll have enough Australians wanting to vaccinate. I think advertising is a good way of doing that, but I just believe in the common sense of Australians that we'll do that. We'll get this vaccine rolled out. There'll be a logistical challenge here. We've seen in other countries how difficult it has been to roll out the vaccine as fast as they would like. But I'm confident actually that the average Australian will sign up to this and we'll get this done.
The World Health Organization has issued guidance recommending priority vaccination for the most disadvantaged members of society. The UN Health Agency said it also does not recommend the immunization of travellers at this time because there's no proof yet that vaccinations against COVID-19 also reduce the risk of passing on the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says the pace of the vaccine rollout needs to pick up.
Together, we must ensure that vaccination of health workers and older people is underway in all countries within the first 100 days of this year. We have 74 days left. Time is short, and the stakes could not be higher. Every moment counts.
And the New South Wales Crisis Cabinet will meet to consider easing restrictions after the state recorded 9 consecutive days without a single case of locally acquired COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian last week flagged restrictions could be eased after Australian Day. At the moment, it's mandatory in Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong to wear a face mask indoors, while just 5 visitors are allowed in homes and no more than 30 people can gather outside in a public place. It's expected the requirement to wear masks on public transport will remain, while the number of people allowed to gather in homes and other venues will be increased. In other news, a museum and education centre will soon be built in Canberra to commemorate victims of the Holocaust. The federal government will commit $750,000 towards the new facility. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, who lost family members in the Holocaust, says understanding the lesson of that time is important for the future of all of us. More than 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust, including 1.5 million children, while other minorities groups were also targeted. A new report finds extreme weather events linked to climate change could cost the Australian economy $100 billion every year by 2038. The Climate Council report says the cost of extreme weather in Australia has already almost doubled since the 1970s and totaled $35 billion over the past decade. A former UN official on disaster risk reduction, Dr. Robert Glasser, says the report should prompt immediate government action.
Australians live in areas that are exposed to severe extreme cyclone risk and bushfire risk, similarly huge exposure. So our internal exposure to hazards is key, but also we live in a region that is going to be disproportionately affected by climate change. Their problems, food insecurity, displaced populations, all of those things will lead to political instability that will very rapidly undermine our national security.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios says he had a duty to call out world number one Novak Djokovic for his behaviour during the pandemic. Kyrgios called the Serbian's ill-fated Adria Tour in June boneheaded and described Djokovic as a tool last week when he wrote to Australian Open organisers asking for the easing of quarantine conditions. Speaking on CNN, Kyrgios says it's important Djokovic is held accountable for his actions.
We're colleagues at the end of the day. We compete against each other, we play in the same sport, and you know, no one else was really holding him accountable. And I think, you know, as I said, everyone loses their way a little bit, but yeah, I think he needed to just pull it back. And I'm not doing any of this sort of stuff for media attention or anything. You know, these are the morals that I've grown up with. And as I said, I was just trying to do my part.
Let's see what the weather's doing across the country today. In Perth, it's partly cloudy, a top of 27 degrees. In Adelaide, sunny and 28, 24 with cloud clearing in Melbourne. In Hobart, a cloudy 17 degrees, a couple of showers about in the capital, 23 for Canberra, much the same for Wollongong, 23. Similar conditions for Sydney, where it's 26 degrees today, 27 for you in Newcastle, showers as well. Possible shower for Brisbane, where it's 31 degrees, the same for Cairns, and showers as well in Darwin with a possible storm and 29 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to listen to special features, as well as a closer look at the stories behind the headlines, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.